Welcome to Kinky Sex Radio.
Happy Hump Day, Kinksters! It's Professor Tom with Kinky Sex Radio, a brand new day here on Kinky Sex Radio. This is Professor Tom. With me is Miss Gypsy. Say hi, Gypsy.
Hello, everybody.
What a voice this one has, huh? You may have noticed Mistress Dominion's not here.
Possibly.
She will be missed. Now, let me explain before you get too excited, sitting there thinking, oh my God, Mistress Dominion's gone. For personal reasons, she will no longer be the co-host of the show. However, that does not mean she won't be on the show. She's got a lot going on in her life, and while this little radio show doesn't seem like a whole lot, it seems like we just turn on the mics and go, right? It does take a bit of time commitment, and she'll be unable to do it. However, I am honored to have with me one of the first people I met when I moved from New Orleans to Chicago, Miss Gypsy here. Can I call you Miss Gypsy? I think it's kind of cute.
You can call me Miss Gypsy if you'd like.
Or Ms. You prefer the more modern?
Ms.
Ms. Gypsy. Madam Gypsy. Hey, that's kind of good. Madam Gypsy.
I'm not really a madam, though, so I don't know if that'd be too fitting.
Technically, that's true. Now, let's cover. You are not a pro-dom.
No, I'm not. I'm a lifestyle submissive.
Lifestyle. So this is a little different demographic, I think. Which is good, because I wanted to get some other voices on here. Both Dominion and I were both dominant, at least her professionally and me overall. And so it was hard sometimes, I guess, for the switches, the subs, to listen to the show and not feel their voices represented.
And hopefully I can do that, and I'm only a small demographic, but I can hopefully represent some sort of a submissive voice in the radio show.
Now let's give the folks who are listening an idea about you, because they got to know Mistress Dominion, and they've gotten to know me over the last few podcasts. Incidentally, if you have somehow randomly grabbed this podcast from a friend or whatever, you go to kinkysexradio.com, and there's the rest of them. I forget that if I don't say it right at the beginning. So let's talk about you, Ms. Gypsy. You're lifestyle submissive.
Yes.
And you're also heavily modified.
I wouldn't say heavily. I have about 12 hours worth of tattoo coverage and piercings and scarifications. And I've also done suspensions and flesh pulls. Body modification has been a part of my life, actually, even before I got into kink, for about 8 years now. Got my first non-ear piercing at 14. My mother took me to get my tongue pierced after I pestered her for about 2 years. And it just progressed from there. And I honestly don't have any plans on stopping anytime soon and only hope to go further with it.
What's your next piercing going to be?
Next piercing, I'm actually probably going to be getting another scarification or more ink work. I am kind of stopping on the piercings, but...
Are you searching for the word there? What?
Yeah. It's more of a... The technique that's used for the piercing that I want is more of a technique that they use for implants, for the subdermal and transdermal implants.
So you're going to have something under your skin instead of through?
It's... The only visible part of the piercing is actually going to be a stainless steel ball, and I'm going to be getting it below my clavicles. They use the method, it's called the punch and taper method, and they use a dermal punch, and they dermal punch the two holes, the enter and exit holes, and then they use an elevator and basically carve out the path of the jewelry. And the healing process for this has been, people still use the pinch method to do the surface piercings, but punch and taper method has been getting more popular because of its healing rate. People tend to have less rejection when they get the punch and taper method for surface piercings.
That's amazing. Now, when you get that, you have to give us some photos of it, at least close up, because I have no idea what you're talking about. I mean, I've never seen that. That's amazing.
Well, if you go to...
And a little disturbing, I must admit. It's a little... Well, I mean, I like piercings. I think they're pretty. But I've never heard of, I mean, elevator and punch and taper. Well, that's not a good name for it.
It actually...
They should have called it love and spanking or something nice. You know?
It sounds a lot worse than it actually is. The pain, although it is subjective, is minimal. It's comparative.
Now, for you, is the pain part of the allure?
No, not so...
Do you get off on it?
Not really. Actually, my masochist tendencies are completely separate from body modification. In the past, the only ways that the two worlds have commingled have been from play piercings. Otherwise, body modification and kink are separate from me. Now, that's not the case with everybody. Oftentimes, it is partnered together. But for me personally, it's not... It's completely separate.
The division
worlds.
Between the two worlds.
Right.
Neat. So we got a lot of stuff to cover. I'm sorry to kind of interrupt you here.
No problem.
We got a lot of stuff to cover. We can even get to our topics this week just because it's been a couple of weeks and a busy week. if you haven't heard, my father passed last week, which is the reason there was no podcast in the feed. And I just want to say I got a lot of condolences, a lot of emails, a lot of people calling, etc. And they're very much appreciated. There was a lot of them, which is a great problem. It's so sweet. You know, you're going through this and you get emails like, hey, we heard Professor Tom like the show, blah, blah, blah. Our condolences on your dad. Thank you so much for taking. I know it's only a couple of seconds, but it does make a big difference for taking the time. And eventually I will respond to all of them. However, MySpace eats emails. So if you sent me a message on MySpace, I don't know if I'll get back to you. That's a little rickety system from time to time. The other thing I want to mention is that you can be a guest on this show. One thing that Ms. Gypsy and I have been talking about is opening up, which we'd wanted to do before, and my technology was not quite up to snuff. So we're going to have, with the two of us, a Skype inline. If you don't know what Skype is, it's just a free phone over the computer thing. So your computer calls my computer and you talk to me. You need a headset mic you can get for $20. You go to Skype.com, S-K-Y-P-E.com, and it's free. Download it. Check it out. It's quite fun. And you type in where the phone number would go, Kinky Sex Radio. And that's our handle on Skype. You call in. Now, if you want to be a guest on the show, what I need you to do is send me a regular email, not a MySpace message, because they do get eaten, to kinky@kinkysexradio.com. That's kinky, K-I-N-K-Y, at kinkysexradio.com. In the subject line, put guest. Somewhere, you can put a whole sentence, but have guest in there as a word so I can filter it. And then give me an idea of the types of topics you would consider yourself to be an expert in. If you're into blood play, or if you're into furry, or if you're into whatever, go ahead and put a list down because I'm going to build a small database. And when these topics come up, when I feel we're ready to cover them, I'll give you a call. I'll put you in as a guest. Last thing I want to mention, did I show you the t-shirts?
Yes, you did. They're quite awesome. Cute.
If you go to tittytops.com, I've got two t-shirts to give away. Now, let me first explain how you win. You join our forums. Again, kinkysexradio.com. Just click links as forums. If you join, you don't even have to post. Just join. I don't give a damn if you post. Just join the damn things. Just so I know you're here. how not picky am I? If you join, I randomly go through and pick someone, and I got two t-shirts here. And let me see. One of them. Now, these are for girls. So I guess if a guy wore them, it'd be ironic. So if you're a guy, you're eligible to win. I'll just randomly pick someone. So if you're a dude and you win, you can give them to some girl you like. One says, if I catch you staring at my chest, you owe me a drink. And it's a spaghetti strap. The other one, you know what they call this?
A wife beater, I believe?
A boy beater.
A boy beater.
Because it's titty tops. So if feminists come, they call it a boy beater. And the boy beater says, does this shirt make my boobs look big? You starting to see a theme?
Yes, it's titty
titty
shirts.
Tops. They're clever, they're cute. And if you don't win a t-shirt, look, if you go to tittytops.com, they give 20% off. I thought it was 10% when I told you earlier. It's 20% off for anyone who's listening. Just at the checkout, you'll type in Kinky Sex Radio. One word, Kinky Sex Radio. No dot, no com, no nothing. Kinky Sex Radio right there. And they'll automatically give you 20% off. And we have a winner from last month's contest. Our paddle we gave away. Did you see that paddle?
Yes, I did. It was nice.
From ExoticWoodPaddles.com. Stormy Girl 1 from Nashville, Tennessee. One on our forums. And I believe that is all. Oh, we got a voicemail.
Oh, yes. Mistress Kitty, I believe.
Mistress Kitty sent us a... I'll play it. This is our first... Now, let me explain. It's our first voicemail. We get tons of email. No voicemails ever. Not a damn one.
This is the only single one we have.
I've gotten... So I called it to make sure the damn thing was working once. And then somebody called and hung up one time.
They were nervous.
I don't know.
The voice message machine was going to get angry with them.
Or they went, wait, what is this I've called? This isn't my mom. Who's this jackass talking about kinky sex? What the? Let me play this. This is very sweet.
Hi, this is Miss Kitty from the greater Philadelphia area. And I just wanted to say that I stumbled upon your podcast through some links from other podcasts and think that you guys are wonderful. I'm listening to some old stuff and trying to catch up, and just wanted to give you a shout out and say that I think that you're great and it's wonderful what you're doing for the community by getting a lot of just concrete information out there for a lot of people who are kind of confused. So thank you so much, and I'm sure that I will email you in the near future. Be well.
Isn't that sweet?
That is very nice of her. Thank you, Mistress Kitty.
Oh, thank you. So yeah, that's very, very nice. Our first official email. Dun da 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 da. And now on with the show. My God, so much business to get out of the way.
Oh, we're so...
We haven't even started the show. 10 minutes in. It's crazy. You take a week off, this is what happens.
But can you tell how nervous I am?
All right. Oh, she's so cute. You should... Miss Gypsy here. My Lord. Now, you may not be able to tell us for your first time doing talk radio.
My first time. I've never done anything like this or any sort of performance, really. I, you know, did public speaking as part of, you know, classes in high school. But other than this, this is my first time.
Well, I think you're doing exceptionally well. And we're going to start with a topic that's near and dear to your heart.
Yes, I am quite a fan of choking.
So let me read the suggestion I got, the email. And it's nameless because they didn't specify. Now, if you don't tell me that I can use your name, I err on the side of caution. So I'm sorry if you're like, hey, that's mine. You didn't say my name. Just let me know if you email in the future. Just, hey, call me so-and-so, because I don't want to use your name that's on your email sometimes. You can make up a name. Here it is. I guess what I mean as a topic, I'm a bit naive when it comes to the whole choking thing, and I'd like some more info. I'm taking sections out of her message. She'd like to hear more about tools. I've seen some metal chokers that look almost like necklaces, but I have no idea how to use them. Also, I'm a professional. I don't want bruises on my neck. Though that leads me to... I want someone to stop before it got to that point. So what are some signs that people use, since obviously a safe word won't work here? I hear women getting choked by their boyfriends all the time. Okay, not all the time, but it seems pretty common. If someone came up to me and asked me to choke them, I wouldn't know where to begin, but it sounds like fun. And I concur. Last little line here, I'm actually pretty naive when it comes to many aspects of the BDSM scene, and I've only tried some of the lighter stuff. I'm intrigued, and a lot of it sounds like a lot of fun. Your show was definitely informative, and I thank you. Well, she closed well.
Well, that's very nice.
Always nice to close with a compliment. Appeal to our thin and tenuous egos. That'll guarantee your message gets on the show. Anytime you say, Professor Tom sounds hot, and then begin your question, guaranteed, going to be on the King Sex Radio Show. So let's start with, she doesn't want bruises on her neck.
Well, you'd honestly want to start with choking with a partner you obviously trust. Someone that is going to give you the pressure that you need to restrict the air. But if you don't want bruises, they're not going to press that hard. And one of the things with choking that is very important is safety. It's best if you recognize why you want to be choked. If it's the restriction of the air, if it's the feeling of the person's hands around your throat, because there's a couple different methods that you can use for choking. One of my personal favorite ways is to have someone's hand and hand over my mouth and nose, and cut off the air that way. If you are going to put your hands around someone's throat, it's best to avoid choking by pressing on the front of the windpipe. If you put your thumbs on either side of the windpipe and apply pressure that way, then you reduce the choking of, like, the gagging reflex. And most people don't want that. But if you apply pressure to the nerves and to the windpipe on the side, you still get the same effect, but you're not applying pressure to the front of the windpipe.
So what you're doing is taking out the carotid and the, what is the other one on the other side there? But you're taking out the blood flow to the head more than the wind.
But you can actually, if you compress the windpipe from the side, I've found that it reduces the airflow, but it's not going to make me, you know...
Gotcha.
Sort of thing.
I like the sound effect. You're a natural, kid. Look at you. Her first day, ladies and gentlemen. Already kicking butt. She's doing Foley work over here. So let's see. She's seen some metal chokers that look almost like necklaces. And those are chokers that I think she's talking about.
Yes, I've actually... a friend of mine... it runs a company called Eternity Collars, and they...
Wait, that's Eternity Collars?
EternityCollars.com. And they have collars that... I suppose they could be used as chokers, but they're naked to the vanilla eye. It just looks like jewelry. But they use an Allen screw to close in the back, so they're flush. And I'm actually wearing a cuff right now from them. I suppose you could use something like that, but I've never seen something, I mean, other than, you know, a dog choker that you could use. But
I've never used, she says she's seen tools. I've never, and I do a bit of choking. Mostly just old-fashioned, because with the last few girls I've been with, including my wife, almost said current wife, but that sounds horrible, doesn't it? Current wife. Sounds like I'm looking to move up. Like, can't call her your current wife. But the last three girls I've been with long-term, including my beautiful wife for the rest of my life.
She is very beautiful.
She's a hottie, that one. It's what you call dating above your league. They like the hands around the throat. But not a whole lot of pressure.
Right.
So I've been very lucky there, because that's also what I like, is the illusion that I'm choking you. The illusion of I'm choking. Get that.
And that is a lot of appeal. And that is a lot of the appeal for women is, you know, the fear aspect, because it's instinctual for you to be afraid of someone having their hands around your throat, and to have that trust with someone that they can, you know, they're essentially taking your life in their hands. And that's part of the appeal, at least for me anyway. And it's also called the hypoxia high, where it's, you know, reducing the air, and you get that floaty feeling in your head, you know, similar to like if you were hanging your head off the side of the bed.
And that's where you got to be careful, because that feeling is very close to passing out. So that's when, not that passing out is the end of the world, as long as your partner realizes you're unconscious, you start to breathe again, you wake right back up. Hopefully, if you're healthy, that's what happens. Because I've been to the point where I've passed out before doing some of the stuff I do, but being healthy, I came right to once my airway was unrestricted. Now, here's, since she's new, let's talk about, at least I want to touch on, because we have a lot of people who are new or dabbling in the BDSM scene listening to this show. So let me explain. She mentions in her email, a safe word is not a possibility.
Hand signals. That's what I've used if it's too much, because personally I don't like to pass out. Mm-hmm. I like to get to right about the point, and hand signals work. You're not really in the mindset to do like blinking of the eyes or anything, but hand signals have always been a fail-safe for me. And it works with, like, if you have a gag in your mouth, or any time you can't use your voice as a safe word, hand signals have worked the best for
me. Now, make sure when you use these hand signals that the boyfriend or girlfriend or 25 midgets, whoever's choking you. That's a good Saturday night for Professor Tom. make sure they're, you got to trust them. And you got to trust that they're quick, that they're, because I mean, a lot of times we love people who aren't too bright, you know? And he's a good looking guy. God love him. He's just not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Just don't have everything between the ears.
Yeah. And so make sure that it's the kind of guy you could trust who, while he's choking you, and he may be getting off on it. Hopefully he is. That's the ideal. But I've done things that are for her. Not a problem. Make sure he's watching your hands, damn it. That's embarrassing. I've always used the tap-out method. A bap, bap, bap on the arm of the back. Because this allowed them, because a couple of the girls wanted to fight me. So it allows them to hit me and flail at me like some helpless heroine in a horror movie or a vampire flick. But then when they actually went tap, 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 well, that's not flailing. That's a definite signal to me. And that seemed to work. So let's roll on. We'll go to our next one. Where are we? Hi, guys. Love the show and have a question I hope might be able to help me with. Now, here's a question we cannot answer. So I'm going to put this out to the kinksters who listen to the show, especially the chemists. Check this out. Hi, guys. Love the show and have a question I hope you might be able to help me with. My girlfriend has a thing for those bukkake, which is surprising because I thought that was only a guy turn on. But she's a bit of a submissive, so I guess it makes sense. Anyway, one evening, we decided to confess some fantasies to each other, and she told me that she loves the idea of being tied up and left in a public place where men would come in and ejaculate all over her. And if you were wondering what bukkake was, that's what it is. It sounds hot to me, but I'm not all that comfortable with opening up our relationship to the scores of men she seems to fantasize about. Still, I started thinking. Now, here's the idea, guys. Check it out. Since she'd be blindfolded anyway, maybe I could fake the scene. Have you ever seen a recipe for artificial semen? Taste, texture, and smell would all be important. If I could whip up a batch, heat it up, and squirt it all over her, she'd never know it wasn't real, and I could feel safer about the fantasy. I've looked online and never seen anything like this. Thanks in advance for any info you might have, and keep up the great work, M. Sean. I think I'm pronouncing that right, M. Sean. That is one of the coolest ideas I've ever heard, and I have no idea what to tell this poor person.
And neither do I.
We theorized cornstarch, we theorized, because here's the thing, it's going to have to be somewhat edible, because I'm guessing part of the bukkake would be the face.
Right.
Now, if it wasn't, you could just do the back, the legs, the stomach, the breasts. Well, then that would open it up to a lot of other crazy chemicals. But I'm imagining someone out there is a chemist or a chef, very similar chef in chemistry, believe it or not, and has an idea on this. And if you can either email me, kinky@kinkysexradio.com. That's for me or Ms. Gypsy, either one. Just send the email and just put in the subject line who you want it to go to. But in this case, put, you know, bukkake or fake semen, or I get clever with the title. I don't care. Send it to me and I'll post it in the forums if you're too busy or don't want to post it in the forums. Or come to the forums, look for this particular podcast episode. And please, this is a cool idea. I would love to hear. Well, and this is a great thing about having a podcast, is we have a few thousand people listening, and they can give us some help.
And I see one of the things is that's important to him is the taste. And the first thing that popped out in my mind is not all guys taste the same. So I don't know if he's wanting to even get as particular to taste like his own or if it really matters, because I'm a fan of vegan cum.
That needs to be a t-shirt. That needs to be a t-shirt.
There's just something about no meat, no dairy diet that just makes a vegan guy's cum taste incredible. It's like candy. And I've had, meat eater guys that, they do taste all right. And citrus fruits, I've, been told that it seems to help with the taste. But just the no meat, no dairy diet, just that works for me.
Awesome. I get this is the problem with being a straight guy. Never would have thought of that, but it was different. I assumed it all. I heard academically it tasted the same. So I heard from an ex-girlfriend of mine the opposite. Now, she didn't state vegan. She had said, it was an ex-mistress of mine and my wife's, she liked meat eaters, red meat, she said, and non-dairy. So she agrees with you there, but then she thought that meat, for some reason, but again, you're kind of performing an informal serve. You're not really getting a good sampling because you don't know what they've been eating. You're kind of guessing. So I don't know. It's kind of a bizarre idea. There's another thing for the forums. The ladies can debate. That'd be educational for the guys, I think.
Yes.
Because I don't mind drinking orange juice if it gets me more head.
Or if, the guys that enjoy,
good God, I'll jump off a cliff if it gets me more head. So here's one that's kind of difficult for you. I had a question. I'm not going to read the email on this one. It was a topic of premature ejaculation. Uh-huh. The email was a bit personal for this gentleman, and he mentioned, hey, if you could just cover the topic. So I'm not going to go into specifics, but we've all heard the problems of premature ejaculation.
Or been on the receiving end.
Have you been on the receiving end?
I have, and it's kind of you get the, do you want to coddle them and say, oh, it's okay, it happens all the time, or do you want to be like, well, how can we fix this? Come on. I'm in need here too. What's going on?
I can give you a few ideas for fixing it. I know this is all academic. Fortunately, it was a problem I did not have. Thank God. Knock on wood. One less sexual problem to deal with is always good for a teenage boy. I had all the others, because can you imagine trying to tie some poor girl up when she's 17 years old and you're 18? She's scared to death of her own vagina and I'm wanting to tie her up and bring in midgets. Can you imagine? That's our second midget reference this show. I think might be developing a fetish.
Maybe.
So for those of you who are a little quick on the trigger, here's a couple of ideas. First of all, understand that women will be very supportive of this the first 8 or 9 times. Then they're going to get a little annoyed. But it is not a matter of ego. Get her to help you. And here's what you do. Get into a position where she is performing fellatio, but you are male dominant. For example, she's laying in bed propped up by pillows. So essentially, not to be too crude, but you're fucking her mouth. So you're on your knees, and you're driving. She's a receptacle. And here's what you're doing with this, and here's why it's going to benefit her. You can also do this masturbating, and you're going to want to do both. You get right to the point of no return, and then stop. Take it down a notch, get to where you calm down. It shouldn't take more than 10 or 12 seconds, and then start again. Point of no return, stop. Now, doing it in her mouth, again, I don't want to be too crude, but it is a kinky sex show. Going in her mouth is going to be a much quicker return, especially if you're driving, than with your hand. But eventually, you're going to learn that point of no return, and you're going to sense it, pardon the pun, sense it coming. Now you got the trick. That's phase one. Phase two, apply. When in a sexual situation, get to the point of no return. Then pause and do something else not involving your penis. I wouldn't even really involve the balls, because you're going to be right on the edge, and you're going to mess it up. You are. You're going to get right to the oh, crap, I didn't think it was that close. It's okay. You're going to have a failure rate. It will get better. Go, cunnilingus is a great chance. Go downtown. Give her a little bonus time.
I'm in favor of the cunnilingus as an alternative.
Well, you should have already had a little cunnilingus if you're making love, damn it. Come on, boys. Step up. Step up. You don't enter a girl's house without ringing the doorbell, damn it. Take it downtown. It's just polite. Gentlemen, give head. That's another t-shirt. I'm a southern gentleman, damn it. I give head. So round two, or round three, or round four. Yeah, it depends on if she's cooking that night. Round six. If my wife ever cooks, say round 12. I'm amazed. I'm like, what? You cooked? Holy crap. Looks like I'm going downtown. You'd be amazed how often they'll make a casserole. It works for girls, too. You tell a guy you wash the car, I'll give you a little. Hey, you tell her, whatever. Anyway, I'm off topic. You get me talking about head and I go all over the place. That's a bad pun, too. I'm sorry. That was horrible.
You're full of them today, aren't you?
See, there's another one full of them. You can't avoid them. It's sex. What was the other technique I was going to tell you about? Oh, the other idea is to go slightly chemical. Now, this is more psychological, I think, than effective, but you can get slight numbing agents. And it's a variant of Novocaine, the kind of stuff you'd use. And Stay Hard, Go Long, they have all these horrible names.
They don't often taste very good, though, from my experience.
No, you're going to want to use them. Yes, absolutely. The other idea is use a thicker condom. This will also help. Now, the trick to these Stay Hard is, number one, keep in mind, once you put it on, well, little dabble do you. I tried that one time, because I thought, hey, longer's better, right? If you can go longer, that's always better. Well, at a certain point, it's too damn long.
Now, what about cock rings?
Cock rings are another idea. And if you're unfamiliar with the cock ring, it goes under the balls, right around the taint, as the colloquial, and then above the shaft. And this will restrict the blood flow, keeping the penis erect, and allegedly intensifying male orgasm, though I've never really noticed that big of a difference in my orgasms with a cock ring. It was a negligible difference at best. It was more of an aesthetic thing.
Right.
Didn't notice any improvement in duration. It just looked kind of cool, and if she was into that, I'd put it on. So there's the idea. Learn that point of no return, and then let her help you with this. You can also get books and resources online. I'll link to some stuff that I can't remember where I read this. This was an actual something in a book, and I read a lot of books on human sexuality. It was a phase by phase that I'm kind of quoting from is where I got the information. If I can find that book in my library, I'll link to it. If not, I'll link to some resources online that you can look up, because it's a big problem to have, even though it's a small problem to conquer. You really can get better at it. And we're out of time. Can you imagine that, your first podcast?
Wow, that went really quickly.
It flew through. Once you get to rolling, once you get me talking about cunnilingus, it just flies. We want to give you things. Join our forums. I have got sex toys coming in. Honest to goodness, like really high quality sex toys. I've got a book, an erotic bondage adventure coming in. A how-to book that might come in. I'm still talking to them. TittyTops.com is giving us stuff. We got another paddle from Exotic Wood Paddles we're going to give away. You can't win any of this if you don't join the forums. The only thing you got to do is join the damn forums. If you have an idea for the show, a topic you'd want to hear about, or a topic you'd like us to revisit, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, all that goes to the same email address, kinky@kinkysexradio.com. The show notes are available at kinkysexradio.com. And the forums are there as well. Anything you want to add?
Well, if you have any questions for me, if there is anything that you'd like me to answer, since I'm so new, then go ahead and you can email me at the same address, and I'll look forward to any questions.
Rock and roll. Until next week, I'm Professor Tom. With me,
Gypsy.
Have a good week.
Holy crap, that was hard.